This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So Joe Biden condemned the anti-Semitic protest, but then also condemned people who he said didn't understand what was happening to the Palestinians. Well, we've got some reaction to that. And by the way, I just saw that some 100 anti-Israel protesters were outside of Chuck Schumer's home. And now, wait a minute, folks. Chuck Schumer's on your side with that, right? He started this whole thing off, right, with calling for Netanyahu to have special elections and change the government in Israel. And now you've got Nancy Pelosi doing pretty much the same thing, saying Netanyahu is the barrier to peace in all of this. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I'm telling you, there's some kind of hysteria that's going on out there. And I'm not trying to be funny about it, because as we watch these different protests and we hear now about the negotiations, evidently, that are going on, trying to get these protesters to, fold up their tents and go home. It is very, very bizarre. Isn't it, folks? All right. Once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. It's the Wednesday edition of the program. We've got a lot to talk about on the program this morning here in hour number four. In just a little bit, we'll be talking with Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone, right here on AM 860 The Answer. And we hope that you can stay tuned with us for that. Also, folks, again, we've got Joe Biden talking about, condemning. He's asked if he condemns the anti-Israel protesters, or the anti-Semitic protests, we should say, and he said yes. But then going on to say that, well, he also condemns those who don't get what's happening to Hamas, to me seems a little bit over the top. So while we've got all these things happening in New York at these different colleges and in different parts of the country now, and as Denise Simon told us earlier, what's happening in the world as well, we've still got the Trump trial going on in New York City. So, folks, I don't know. It just seems like things are very taking a turn for the worse in so many ways. But right now, let's listen in. Let's listen to what Joe Biden said about being asked about those anti-Semitic protests. Let's listen in.
Condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians and how they're being...
Did the Columbia University president resign?
I didn't know that. I'll have to find out more about it.
So he obviously misheard what that reporter was saying. Pardon me. She was saying, should the Columbia president resign? He says, I didn't know that. Almost as if he was simply saying, this has happened, but I haven't been briefed on it yet. That's kind of what I got out of it. Now, also, of course, you've got Alan Dershowitz, who has chimed in on this particular thing. He's got some pretty strong reaction to what the president said. Let's listen into Alan Dershowitz, what he said on Fox News earlier.
It was absolutely outrageous for President Biden to create a moral equivalent, the same kind of moral equivalence he complained about in Charlottesville, between anti-Semitic protests, which he condemns, and then he says, I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. What an outrageous moral comparison. Nobody could in any way support what Hamas did. Yet these kids are yelling, I am Hamas. We want to repeat the rapes over and over again 1,000 times. And he's equating that morally with people who reasonably believe that what's happening to the Palestinians is largely the fault of Hamas. It's absolutely outrageous, which is why I wrote a column today arguing that what is happening on college campuses today may be worse than what happened on January 6th, may be worse than what happened in Charlottesville, and we are not concerned nearly as much about it as we were about January 6th. January 6th involved a relatively small number of people, low thousands. They aren't people who are going to be our future leaders. Charlottesville didn't involve our future leaders. What's going on college campuses today, we are Hamas, means our future leaders, the people who will be in the editorial rooms of the New York Times, on CNN, in Goldman Sachs, in law firms, running for Congress. That's why it's more dangerous what's going on today. And thank you, Bob Kraft.
So there you have Alan Dershowitz. He was going on to say Bob Kraft pulled all this funding from the school there. And Dershowitz said, I think he's doing the same basic kind of thing, although he doesn't have as much money as Kraft. But what Dershowitz is talking about there right now, folks, is really key, because this goes beyond, well, these kids today, they don't understand, right? This goes way, way, way beyond that, because it's different, because anybody who's ever been a young person or gone, been a young person in college or had kids and they were, going through some different changes and opinions and perceptions as they started to grow up. We all understand that. We've all been there. But this particular thing, like what Dershowitz is talking about, saying we are Hamas, we think what happened was prescriptively right, that this is what should be done. That, my friends, is terrifying. It's something that should make us all shudder. And he's right. I think his perspective is right on. These are the people who will continue, obviously, to grow up, and they will become the people that are going to be, quote-unquote, in charge at some point or occupying those positions simply by virtue of the fact that they'll get older. And so if we have this kind of mentality and it's not obvious to them that what they're kind of chanting for, what they seem to be supporting, and these kinds of things is so opposite to what the reality is and to what I think most reasonable people perceive, that's where this gets very, very scary. But you know what, folks? We're not doom and gloom. I'm not being doom and gloom. But we do have to point things out because that's the only way we can ever start to make it better. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This one under, where have we heard this before? Evidently, Joe Biden's back at it. He's telling us he used to drive an 18-wheeler. All right. And like I said, we file this under, where have we heard this before? Well, evidently, he said this just recently, that he used to drive an 18-wheeler. And this was, again, something that we've heard him say before, but it's interesting to me that he can so easily kind of just, you know, switch around and say, oh, yeah, I used to do this. In fact, I think he said it in Tampa, right? He said it right in Tampa, Florida. I think we have the audio for that. Let's listen in.
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. You know what I do? That's exactly right.
Yep, and that was from April 23rd, 2024. He used to drive an 18-wheeler. Well, evidently, we also understand this back. We found this little article back from 2021 from the New York Post, my friends. Joe Biden, a career politician, President Biden is being mocked for claiming he used to drive an 18-wheeler truck. So this isn't from yesterday. This is from 2021. With the White House only able to show he was once a passenger at one. The 48-year political veteran made the claim while visiting a Mack truck facility in Pennsylvania on Wednesday. I used to drive an 18-wheeler, man, the then 78-year-old commander-in-chief told staff. with him clarifying that he got to drive one. But challenged by Fox News to produce evidence, the White House spokesperson could only point to a December 1973 article from the Wilmington Evening Journal that showed Biden rode in an 18-wheeler, not that he drove one. So I don't know, folks. As a public service, we just have to bring this to you. Joe Biden claiming that he drove an 18-wheeler. Let's hear that one more time, just for fun.
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. You know what I did? That's exactly right.
Yeah, part of that's inaudible. Something about doing something to negotiate. But again, you know, if this was Donald Trump, you know, they'd say, look at that. Trump he keeps repeating the same lies and stuff like that. And, of course, we just thought we'd bring that to you this morning. And by the way, that was said right here in Tampa. That's right where our home station is, AM 860. So that's kind of interesting in and of itself. But all right, folks, lots more to tell you about as we continue through the program this morning. Mayor Eric Adams in New York is talking about these outside agitators that are you know, obviously descending into the city for these protests and so forth. I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. I think that they've hit upon something that, again, they feel this is somewhere where they can get their word out, their message out. They can draw attention. But what's happened is that a lot of this is now transferred from places like the Middle East, but it's come here, and it's incredibly concerning because you have so many young people that are doing these demonstrations that seem to go so far out of whack. And again, you know, it's not about just demonstrating. And as I said before, they can, usually the demonstrations, they want to wave their Hamas flag or whatever and sort of speak their piece. But this seems to be something that is kind of wholly different, very much so, as a matter of fact. And that's why I think you've got these very legitimate concerns about what's going on. And especially, again, where you got the Columbia administrators, they're looking to try to make some agreement with these protesters to fold up their tents and go back. Part of this, too, is that in about 3.5 weeks, you're going to start to see these graduations start occurring at these different universities. That can be, I hate to say, would be a very big concern if it's obviously going to be out in public and so forth. I know they're more or less private events, but there's going to be a lot of people gathered. That's what I'm getting at. And that can be a huge, huge problem, too, because they'll see that as, again, another opportunity to sort of, crash the party and get in everybody's face. That is a big concern because you don't want there to be violence of any kind. You don't want there to be this kind of disruption. But, again, they don't care. They literally do not care what it is that they're doing. It's kind of like with this Alec Baldwin story. And again, you know, people may not agree with Alec Baldwin. They may, and certainly strong feelings and opinions about the wrongful death trial and so forth, the terrible tragedy on that movie set. But nevertheless, it's the ilk of somebody who will ambush a person, celebrity or not. And Alec Baldwin's celebrity, of course, obviously was one of the main factors here, I think. But nevertheless, to try to demand of someone that they say your slogan, free Palestine, and this kind of thing. And if they don't do it, then you just keep harassing and harassing and harassing. That's the mentality that we're dealing with. And that's, again, a very, very disturbing thing as well. This from Breitbart. During a portion of an interview with NBC News that was aired on Tuesday's NBC Nightly News, FBI Director Christopher Wray stated that the agency isn't monitoring the protests on college campuses because they, quote, don't monitor protests as a general rule. But we do share intelligence about specific threats of violence with campuses, with state and local law enforcement. And when violence ensues, that's when we get concerned. when you have threats of violence? Well, I don't know. If you got people basically saying, you know, death to America, and certainly doesn't the atmosphere and some of these other things that have been said, from what I understand, doesn't that constitute a direct threat, especially to the Jewish students or Jewish faculty? And that to me would be just a matter of course. And certainly if you were to talk about January the 6th, the idea, the FBI's got to be all over that. That was also a protest in that vein, right? But certainly I'm sure that they would look at that totally differently than what we see happening on these college campuses. Host Lester Holt asked, there's an environment right now where we're seeing play out on some college campuses, the protests over what's happening in Gaza. Are you watching that warily? Are you concerned about threats emanating from these demonstrations? Ray responded, well, of course, demonstrations themselves are not something we, the FBI, get involved in. But when violence ensues, that's when we get concerned. He says, when you have threats of violence. And so we have seen, even before October 7th, we saw a significant increase, especially in anti-Semitic threats and anti-Semitic violence. And since October 7th, that number has gone up quite substantially. And so, again, goes on, are you actively monitoring these protests? And Ray answers, we don't monitor protests, as we were just seeing earlier in the article. So, again, it seems to me, why wouldn't they be at this point? Given the nature of the protests, given the nature that they seem to be lauding a terrorist organization, you know, it's kind of different. You know, they might say, you know, this or that, but Hamas is in charge of the Palestinians. Hamas is the one that created this war in the first place. And it's absolutely non sequitur to reasonable people watching this as to why these students would not say, stop Hamas. We got to make Hamas stop this thing. We got to free the hostages. We have to help Israel be safe. And then you have somebody like Nancy Pelosi who comes out and says, well, Netanyahu's got to resign. And, of course, she gives this kind of, you know, boilerplate thing. I think we have it available here. Let's listen real quick to Nancy Pelosi.
We recognize Israel's right to protect itself. We reject the policy and the practice of Netanyahu.
All right. So we recognize the ability for Israel to protect itself, but we reject Netanyahu. Well, pray tell, how would you protect Israel? How could Israel protect itself if Hamas continues to be able to be reconstituted and simply has their staging ground back again to do what they did on October 7th? This kind of lip service stuff just absolutely infuriates me. It doesn't make sense, and I don't think it's genuine. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
U.S. USA News Update. David Pecker, a witness for the prosecution, returned to the stand in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York City Tuesday. The former National Enquirer publisher is accused of paying Playboy model Karen McDougal $150,000 as part of an alleged catch-and-kill scheme to suppress a story about an affair involving the former president. Prosecutors aiming to establish a pattern that connects to the alleged $130,000 payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Pro-Palestinian protests are escalating on college campuses across the nation. Demonstrators at Columbia University are demanding that the Ivy League school divest from companies they accuse of benefiting from Israel's violations of international law and Palestinian rights. Later this week, severe thunderstorms could bring hail, wind damage, and tornadoes to the central U.S. The initial wave of severe weather forecast to impact the Plains Midwest beginning Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
That import foreign products, I'm exporting their products.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
The best thing that all right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Wednesday edition continues. And we got a direct message from Driver Ron listening in Denver this morning. And he writes in, he says, Kyle, wanted to let you know what a perfect dedication song that was for Lucy. Says, I'm sure she'll really appreciate it. Lucy, of course, in Sarasota and not doing so well right now. He says, it touched me as well with all that Mrs. and I have been through this past week. And, of course, Mrs. Driver Ron, she was in a terrible car accident, but she's doing well. So we're glad about that. That's miraculous. He says, to Lucy, just know how much everyone is pulling for you to get better for a complete recovery. And he says, and to Wally, thanks for the shout out to Mrs. Driver. She'll really appreciate it. And he says something that really, I think, is really very cool. Everybody says, what a great community from Driver Ron. Well, that's exactly it, Driver Ron. I appreciate your words. And I know Lucy does as well. And that's what we're doing. We got a great overnight community right here on this program. And part of that community is Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone, right here on AM 860 The Answer. You can hear Patrick every Sunday from 11 a.m. Eastern Time to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, again right here on AM 860 The Answer. You could also go to theanswertampa.com to listen online if you're out of the area. So good morning, Patrick. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. We're right in the thick of things with the NBA and the NHL playoffs, and we had some great ones yesterday. The Minnesota Timberwolves really put on the Phoenix Suns 105-93. So they're leading that series 2-0. It's going to be very tough for Phoenix to come back now. But crazy things have happened, just like Monday night. The Nuggets put on the Lakers 101-99. Buzzer beater, last second victory. That might have done it for the Lakers. But again, we'll see. You always like to split when you're on the road. That's the key. That's the main ingredient, because it's just so tough to be in a whole 2-0. You only get three at home, so even if you win every one at home, you still have to go back to their home park. So it makes it difficult. But that's the way it stands. And the Pacers and the Bucks, Milwaukee, they got beat by Indiana, so that series is all evened up now. That's going to be a good one. Indiana and Milwaukee, that's the one to watch. And then the Mavericks, old Mr. Cuban's team, came back and put it on the Clippers, 96-93 out in your neck of woods. And even the series 1-1, which is cool. The Heat and Celtics will now tip it off tonight. And we'll see if Miami can try to steal one up there in Boston. I think it's going to be very difficult, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Boston's just too good this year. They really are. If they don't get to the finals, it's going to be a very disappointing year for the Celtics. So we'll talk about the Bruins here in a minute in hockey. The Pelicans and the Thunder now, they'll tip it off at 9:30 tonight. So we'll see how Nolens does against Oklahoma. And then tomorrow night, Kyle, for all our people listening in Tampa Bay and Sarasota and across the state of Florida, the Orlando Magic, big game tomorrow. If they don't win that one, coming back 3-0 is just very, very rarely occurs. So Cleveland is in Orlando as we speak, and they'll tip it off tomorrow at 7 o'clock, so we shall see what occurs there. And the Knicks and 76ers, New York is up, 2-0 on the 76ers. So
that's cool.
Always been a real good match. I mean, we're going old school on that one. That's where it used to be some great games between the Knicks and 76ers back in the 70s and 80s, which was a lot of fun to watch. So that's pretty much up on the basketball side of things. Now let's talk a little bit of hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And that's yesterday the Avalanche, Colorado, went up to Winnipeg, beat them 5-2. And that was a good game. And then the Rangers, they won 4-3. In regulation to beat the Capitals. The Rangers are starting to get hot, finding ways to win. And the Bruins and Maple Leafs are going to, drop the puck at 7 o'clock tonight. And that series is tied 1-1. There you go. They stole one from Boston. Toronto did. Now they need to go back to their home park and see what happens. So, heartbreaker for all the Tampa Bay Lightning fans yesterday. It was 2-0, Kyle, and then Lightning woke up and made it 2-2, and then they went into overtime, and they lost 3-2 to the Panthers. So now they'll come back to Tampa and play at Amalie Arena, and we will see what they can come up with. So
very cool indeed. Very cool.
Yeah. A little disheartening, but, that's the way it goes in the old ball game. So, but tonight, anybody looking to watch some hockey, you have the Vegas, Golden Knights to take on the Dallas Stars, and Vegas leads that series 1-0. Dallas has been very hot, but the Golden Knights went in there which is pretty impressive. So, a lot of people out there on the West, the gentleman, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
You have all the Avalanche fans, a lot of Vegas fans out there in Colorado. So it's amazing how that team's really made it happen all over. I mean, people in California like the Golden Knights. Pretty much a lot of teams out west really pull for them. Vegas has really changed, hasn't it, Kyle?
Oh yeah, it really has. I've been going to Las Vegas for quite a long time over the years, and to see what it was like, if you look back, maybe 35, 40 years ago. It's really has changed. And definitely,
Well, and then, in the American League East, we have the Tampa Bay Rays for all the fans who pull for them. They're not starting out like they did last year, Kyle. I remember you and I talking about a year ago and how Tampa Bay was just tearing it up. But it's not how you start, it's how you finish. But we all knew the Yankees were going to have a great team this year. They're 16-8. They're 5-5 their last 10, though. They're starting to show anything can happen. The Orioles are the team that's really was hot last year. And looks like they're staying hot at 15-8. So those are two storied franchises.
Well, at the very least, our Angels here, I think they defeated the Orioles. It was 7-4 on Tuesday night, I think. So that's something, at least for our Angels. And the other thing, too, was cool that I heard about was that Mike Trout had his first leadoff home run since 2012. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty neat. And it's funny. I was watching something the other day on the computer, and a buddy of mine showed me an old commercial of Mike Trout and Ken Griffey and how they were hitting home runs in batting practice, just being cute. And Ken was retired by then. And Trout was like, "You still think you got it, Ken?" He goes, "Well, let's see." And they're hitting a bunch of home runs. And then on the last, 10 seconds of the commercial, Griffey hits one, off the batting machine. And Trout in center field jumps over the wall and catches it and says, "Yeah, you still got it, kid, but I'm the new guy." And then he goes, "When you get to 600 home runs, give me a call, Mike." And so kind of cool, really good stuff. That's what it's all about, man.
Indeed.
Just great careers. Both of them did a great job. And, I hope a lot of people out there, one thing to share with some people, Kyle, a lot of people are leaving jobs or the company's downsized and they have their 401k. When you leave a company, the thing you ought to do is really take that 401k with you, put it into something else safer and sound, especially what your age is. People don't realize, we don't have as much time as we used to as we get older to make up for any losses with our money. So you got to be smart and try to appreciate every day to folks. And, if I can be of help to anybody out there in that situation, please feel free to give me a call. At least let's look at it and see where you stand. My number is 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. You just got to do the right things for yourself, Kyle, in this world, and take care of yourself and plan to be successful. Don't fail to plan. Take the time to meet with somebody like me who can help you out with these issues. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. Kyle, make it a great Wednesday. Everybody else out there, do the same. Say hello to my friend Brandon Rhymes, and I will talk to you Friday morning, young man.
Sounds good, Patrick. Take care. Glad to talk with you this morning. All right, folks, Patrick Hyland, he is the insurance quarterback, host of the Sports Zone, right here on AM 860. Folks, we are coming right back. Don't go anywhere, because we are coming back. I promise.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, Wednesday, middle of the week edition continues. And Christy, from your direct message, thank you so much. Yes, I appreciate what you sent in, and I'll definitely check that out and hopefully be able to talk about it a little bit on tomorrow's program. But thanks so much, Christy, listening on 860 The Answer, of course. And right now, folks, we got a real treat because this time of the week, we typically talk with Brandon Rimes, who's host of the Consumer Quarterback Show right here on AM 860. But this morning we got a real treat because we have a colleague of Brandon. Abby Rutledge is going to be with us here. And so let's go right over to the telephone lines. Good morning, Abby, and thanks for joining us on the program this morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. Thank you for having me.
Of course, absolutely. Yeah, we understand Brandon was a little under the weather, so he asked you to step up, and so we appreciate you joining us on the radio this morning. And a lot of times with Brandon, you know, we'll talk about some of the latest real estate news and some of the different things that are going on out there. And what do you see as sort of key right now, especially with interest rates that don't look like they're coming down anytime soon, notwithstanding some economists recently that were polled saying, well, maybe September, but how do you think all this is playing out there in the real estate market?
That's a really great question. You know, what I'm seeing down, you know, boots on the ground, doing it like open houses, having buyers come into my open houses. So many say, oh, we really want to buy, but we're just waiting for the interest rates to come down. And I'm hearing that over and over. The challenge with that is, you know, it's my job to educate them and say that's, I get that. I mean, interest rates are high, prices are high, the affordability makes things a little less affordable. But there's also a lot of other people waiting as well. So what's going to happen, let's say if in September they do lower the interest rates, all the people that are waiting on the sidelines for those interest rates to go down are now going to come into the market. And so what generally happens when that happens, you're going to start seeing price, you know, competitive market again. You're going to see multiple offers. So what happens in that multiple offer situation, you're going to end up paying $10,000, $20,000, you know, crazy sometimes, $70,000 over the list anyway. So why put yourself through that? You know, if you can afford it now, even with the higher interest rates, it just makes sense to not to kind of get into the market when it's not so competitive.
That's a really, really good perspective, because the typical perspective and one that I would have certainly, just looking at that would be wait for those interest rates to come down, because it's, I don't know if it's bragging rights sometimes, you know, at a cocktail party or something, say, well, our rate is 3% or our rate is only 2%, or I got in when it was almost nothing, you know. And so I guess to some degree it's like, you know, people feel better if they feel like they got a better deal on their loan. But what you're talking about is a very different kind of thing, and that is making a wise move, maybe.
Yes, definitely, because we all understand, you're right. It's like, oh, I've got my 3% interest rate. I'm never going to give that up. Well, eventually, you know, most of the time you do have to move. And so, you know, you may eventually have to give that up, and then you're back into the higher interest rate market. And you just have to understand that, you know, you just have to be willing to get in there and buy your next house. And yes, I know they say this all the time and it drives people crazy, but, you know, date the rate, marry the house sort of thing, because, you know, hopefully with interest rates potentially coming down in the future, you know, you can refinance, you know, you talk about that. But what you just don't want to do is find yourself in that competitive market situation where, you know, we're back to, oh, the interest rates dropped 1%, or the interest rates dropped, you know, hopefully, you know, 1% would be great, but, mm-hmm. you know, interest rates dropped enough to where buyers are like, okay, I better get in now. I better get in. And then now you're competing.
Well, indeed. And so. And what do you think about, because I've heard about there are a lot of, lack of a better expression, empty nesters out there that also will not move or downsize at this point because, again, of those interest rates. And also, are you finding that it's harder for people to qualify to buy a home than it was when their parents were buying a home, this kind of thing? And I keep seeing these stories about the multiples that you'd have to make compared to someone who would have been buying a house, you know, 40, 50 years ago.
Well, yes, I definitely think that's part of it. You know, my children tell me all the time, it's so much harder out there than when you were buying a home. And, you know, I totally understand that. I do think that working with the right lender, as you know, is super important. I think we're starting to see sellers offering buy downs on their properties, you know, if you go through a certain lender, hey, we can buy down the rate. You're seeing some of that. Anything to kind of entice someone to have their property, you know, maybe stand out a little bit. I think we may end up start to seeing assumable mortgages.
Really?
Happen, but there there's definitely, I've been hearing that. I've actually seen that on a listing. Like, there was a VA listing, and they were offering as an assumable mortgage. So I think that's going to be very interesting to see if we're going to start seeing that, because, you know, those people that do have low interest rates, a lot of them eventually will have to move. And so, it would be very beneficial for those sellers to reach out to their lender who has their mortgage and say, hey, is my loan assumable? Because if their loan is assumable at that lower interest rate, that's going to make their house stand out and possibly even more valuable than their neighbor's house, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, but when you're talking about an assumable mortgage, I mean, in the vernacular, is it that just like picking up the payments, or how does that work?
Well, you definitely have to go and get pre-qualified. You have to qualify for the loan, just like you would any other mortgage loan, but you would be assuming it at their rate, whatever their rate would be. And yes, so technically, and I'm not a lender, right? So I'm just doing this from my base realtor knowledge, but my understanding is yes, they would end up at, you know, that interest rate at the intake taking over the mortgage, but it would be at the higher sales price. So again, something to think about, something to look into, but certainly something to have a conversation with their mortgage company about to really get the details on it.
Well, that's really interesting. I mean, that's there's something in the quiver then to be able to say maybe that's a fit, or at least something to explore especially when people say, well, maybe we can't get into this home because of this, that, or the other thing. But what do you hear too about refinances these days? Because I've heard that more and more people are, I think they get like a line of credit if they want to do home improvement. But the days of refinancing, are they gone, or are they on hold, or what do you think?
Well, you know, in my previous life, I was a real estate appraiser. So of course, you know, I knew how many refinances were coming in versus how many purchases were coming in. And even I still have my pulse on that side of the business and the refinances. I don't have a percentage for you, but I cannot tell you the last time, I had a conversation with another appraiser that said, oh yeah, refinances have kicked in, or oh yeah, I'm doing more refinances.
Yeah.
It's just not happening, because especially if you're somebody who has a 4% interest rate, to go to a 7% interest rate on a refinance, that is really difficult. But
yeah,
it is happening, because obviously 7% is better than whatever credit card bills or something that you may have, that you would want to pay off, or say
exactly,
you improved your property, right? So,
exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it's low. Oh, my goodness. The refinance market right now is all but just dormant. Let's put it that way.
Well, Abby, we appreciate you being with us this morning. Abby Rettledge, everybody. And how do people get a hold of you and Brandon?
So Brandon, you can get a hold of him on the consumerquarterback.com. That's our website. So consumerquarterback, all one word, .com.
Mm-hmm.
And I can be reached, Abby Rettledge, at 727-475-1770.
Sounds great.
727-475. Thanks.
Thanks, Abby. Bye. Take care. We appreciate it. All right.
Excellent. Thank you for having me on, Kyle.
Anytime. Take care.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.